Hi, this is Miss B, the goddess of empathy. The name is for you, but the title is for me. You can just call me Miss B, and I am here with Zora. And Zora is a 2024 HIV Stops With Me spokesmodel. So we're just going to have a conversation about that and just vibe in that way. So hi, Zora. Thank you for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me to interview you
Thank you for accepting. Before we move forward, Zora, how do you pronounce your last name?
today. Well, I go by the last name Voice. That's my
Yes.
grounded name, but my
Okay.
legal name is Bonwell.
Okay. Do you prefer your voice?
Yes, I prefer Voice.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that. So tell me about yourself, Zora.
So, my name is all Voice. I'm 27 years old. I was born with HIV, and I'm public about my status on social media. My Instagram is Zora Voice, but I also have a brand named My Per Hour, where I help people living with HIV with self-care and acceptance.
Awesome. How did you become to be a spokesmodel?
For HIV, start with me.
Yes, for the campaign.
Well, I knew Mars. Because I did my own advocacy on my own for free, like doing it on my, like not charging, just doing it because I'm passionate about it on
Yes.
social media. So I did some collaboration with Mars in the
Oh.
past for my own brand, My Per Hour. We built a connection and they told me, because Mars go by they and them pronouns.
Yes.
They told me that if I ever wanted to become an HIV Stop With Me spoke model, they can help me with that.
Oh, that's really awesome. That's really awesome. What made you decide to come out publicly on social media regarding living with HIV?
That's a great question. I felt that everything I was doing wasn't, and what I mean by everything I was doing, I'm going to get into that after I'm done saying what I'm saying. But like everything I was doing wasn't really fulfilling my need of feeling accepted for having HIV. Like I would tell my friends, strangers, guys I was dating, or guys I was just having sex with that had HIV. And you know, that was good for my mental health, but I wanted something more deeper than that. I wanted to feel like I could be my authentic self all the time. And I hate disclosing my status. That's like the most difficult part for me. So I wanted to make that process more easier for me. And I felt that becoming public about it would make that process easier for me.
Okay, so now the campaign is just getting started, and however you have been sharing publicly about it. How are you feeling now? How has that slow transition been for you now that you started disclosing on social media?
You mean like the transition between becoming a HIV Stop With Me spoke model or
I
just
mean, not talking about it publicly, between now, publicly, social media, I'm an advocate. Have you seen any differences?
I definitely see a difference. I came out on social media in 2020 and on my birthday. I came out on my birthday too.
Okay. And when's
So
your
it was like
birthday?
a birthday gift for me to like a new life given to me, a different adventure for me, a different for people to really see me as me on my birthday. Because I feel like you want to be your authentic self. I even feel like the birthday represent being yourself, your authentic self in my eyes. So I
Yes.
wanted that for myself.
Okay. And when is your birthday, Zora?
January 10th, it just passed on
Oh,
Wednesday.
okay. Well, happy belated birthday. So when every year you're reminded of your authentic self with HIV being a part of your life. That's awesome. What do you think is the biggest misconception about people living with HIV?
That we can give it to people, I guess, because a lot of people are not really educated about the undetectable, and even when they are, they still question it.
Yes, and definitely. And for those of you who don't know, undetectable means untransmittable. To be a part of the campaign, you have to be taking your meds and consistently. And I'm undetectable And we have to remain in that good health status in order to remain a spokesmodel. So as being undetectable, you cannot transmute or transfer the virus to someone else as long as you take your meds. So that is definitely a very big misconception. What is one of the lessons that living with HIV has taught you?
Taught me self-acceptance and taking care of my health from a young age and the importance of your health. Because I know a lot of young people don't really take care of their health. They don't really think about it because they think young people don't get sick. They people start to think about that when they get older. But now I'm very self-conscious about, not self-conscious, but more like aware of the things that I do that affect my health, especially my mental health. I'm really big on taking care of your mental health. I do a lot of self-discovery through like writing and like self-affirmation and just self-reflecting.
That's awesome. There's someone, are you familiar with Tony Jones?
No.
Tony Jones is a artist, a musical artist, and that's basically all she does is affirmations. And she's really, really good. So if you get some time later, just Google her, look up some of her songs. She's is really powerful. Very
Thank you.
powerful.
I appreciate that. I'm always looking for new music recommendations.
Definitely, definitely. So tell me about your ebook and your blog.
My ebook.
Yes.
So I have a few products. I have an ebook about how to date someone with HIV.
Oh,
I
okay.
thought that that was really important because I have lived experience with dating people who don't have HIV. I tend to date people who don't have HIV. And I can see what they need help in. I guess one of the things they need help in is support. Like I guess also knowing how to be mindful of how the HIV positive person may feel. Because I think people just expect people with HIV to just be open about the HIV status to them. But it's the reason why we are so like, we won't like disclose our status right away. Is there's a reason behind that? Because in my own experience, people like if I were to tell people that I have HIV later on in the relationship, but not even the relationship, no, I'm scratch that. I'm sorry. I do not date people unless they know, like boyfriend and girlfriend, if they do not know I have HIV yet. I always make sure they know I have HIV before we even get to the point of being boyfriend and girlfriend.
I understand.
So when it comes to like getting to know someone, I might wait like 6 months, and then I tell them, and they might feel like, oh, you're keeping a secret from them, that I'm not being honest. So I started telling people at the beginning, kind of. But I think people with HIV should have the choice of telling them whenever they feel like telling them, as long as they prefer having sex with them.
Exactly. It's one word that stood out to me, which you said is choice. And we all have choices. And some people's growth or acceptance of their status may not be as far along as others. That doesn't make them right or wrong. That's just where they are in the process. And unfortunately, with all the information and all the education, there's still a lot of misconceptions in some places in the United States and throughout the world where HIV is criminalized and people are still being taken out because of their status. But so I completely understand. But we all have choices, and we all are responsible, should be responsible to maintain our health. So I just want to give you a little bit of information about one of the things that had me come out. I was dating someone and they knew my status and I shared that status with them ahead of time. It wasn't anything that I was ashamed of. However, I was very private when it came to relationships on social media because I don't know, some things I just saw it as sacred. Like everything is not for social media. You know, some things you can kind of finagle and work through. But as far as relationships, love relationships for me, that is not anything that I wanted to put out publicly. So this person thought it was, I was ashamed of them, or I was maybe cheating or doing something that I was like, no, I'm just private. You protect things that are, you know, precious to you. And so that was one of the things they did. They said, well, they were going to out me. They're going to put it on. Are they going to tell everybody everything? I said, I'm going to beat you to it. And that was one of the things that made me come out because it was always that hit. Is Bernadette positive? Is Miss B? I heard Miss B got the monster. And you said, you know what? This out, you know, I'll just put it out there. And it felt so empowering.
It
So as
did,
you
it
go
did.
through your journey, just continue Continue. Don't let that hinder you or stop you. And yeah, it ended up one of the being the best decisions that I've ever made.
I feel the same too. I feel the same too.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, like I said, that person tried to out me as regarding family. A very close family member that I told ended up telling the whole family. I wasn't really expecting that. I kind of wanted to kind of pick people in and out who I wanted to in my family. So someone very close to me ended up telling someone in my family. And then when I came out publicly, then I got members of my family calling me, asking, inquiring, and the reaction wasn't what I expected. They were proud. They were proud of me, you know, so it felt really good. What has been your
Can I
family
just add
like?
to what you said for one second?
Say that
Can
again.
I just add to what you just said?
I started my
No, I
family.
said, can I add to it?
Yes, oh, definitely, definitely. Please do.
I just want to say in the book, How Do You Defeat HIV? There is a chapter about not disclosing your HIV positive partner's data without their permission.
Oh, definitely. Why did you add that? Why do you think that was important to add?
Because that always used to happen to me. And so it's from my lived experience. So I mentioned that was in the book too.
That's awesome. That's all. And where can we get that book? While I'm thinking about it, where can we get that book, that ebook?
On mypaola.com.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
MYPURORA.com.
Okay. So that's very interesting. So now, what has been your family response to disclosing, if at all?
Well, the my upbringing is that we don't really like talk about our personal business. So if I'm doing something, they kind of act like I'm not doing it. They just kind of mind their business. But my sister been very supportive. I think the most support I get from my sister, she helps me think of ideas, things to talk about on my social media. She helped me with a lot of things. My mother, she proud of me, but she can also feel some type of way since she's the one that gave me HIV. She's not the most comfortable with it, even though she says she's proud of me, she's still not comfortable with it. And she questions my motive behind it. If I'm trying to shame her, or I don't really know her thought process behind that. And then my grandfather, my grandparents doesn't know, my brothers, they know, because my brothers are twins, so I usually just talk about them as one person, but I probably
Yes.
couldn't do that.
Okay.
But I have two brothers, and they don't really say anything about it, but they like my statuses on Instagram and Facebook.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you have that support. So you were born with HIV, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that can be as far as I'm trying to put on my mom hat now because I am a mother. And there's something about it always kind of boggled my mind, and I thought it was just me. My mom has transitioned on, my mom's dead. But one thing that the mother-daughter relationship, I thought it was just me and my mom that had like a rocky, but once I talked to my peers and it's like they were going through the same things, it's like sometimes I don't know, mothers sometimes, I'm not saying this is your mom, but some they just put their daughters through hell. I don't know. I
They
remember my
do.
mom
They
would
buy
come
my phone
visit.
do how.
I would be like, I gotta make sure the house is clean. Mom's coming. I gotta make sure. So it's just something, they want the best for us. And for many reasons, we all are doing the best we can with what we have. So I would hope and pray that your mom doesn't blame herself or feel any guilt because everything happens for a reason. And not every illness is unto death. And we're here for a reason. And I would just hope that that would get better. That would get better for you guys. But yeah, it's we do it. And even at times, I don't know. I tried to break the pattern with my daughter, but I still find myself sometimes, and I'm like, yo, back up. She's growing. She's still a woman. Treat her like a woman, and just have that respect. But I
Yeah, we
totally.
could definitely have a private conversation about that. I'm trying to understand my mother.
Yes. And it was so cathartic for me, because I always wrote journal, 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 journal. But I wrote a book about my mom, and our challenge was addiction, because I come from family addiction, and she was an addict, and she got clean before she passed. But when she, it was like oil and water. We just didn't mix since I was a little kid. And so then as an adult, when I started speaking up for myself, it was like a totally different. But I call myself writing that book to help other people and help other women deal with their mother relationships. But I realized it was really for me. It was really for me. But honestly, I was too afraid to publish it when she was alive. So I said, "Who's she gonna kill me?" But I published it. But as moms, we don't have all the tools, but we do the best with what we have. So now we talked about the ebook, and tell
I
me
can
about
talk
the.
about my other products a little bit.
Yes, please do. Go right ahead.
I have self-affirmation cards that's in the process of being printed. I'm looking for funding for printing, but like the design and everything is done.
Oh, awesome.
It's supposed to be body positivity for women, body positivity, sex positivity affirmation cards for people living with HIV, but women living with HIV.
Awesome.
Also have also making a magazine about a guide to self-care for people living with HIV.
Awesome. Now, if we wanted to support, if some of the people listening wanted to support or contribute, how could they do that to any of these projects?
I guess you can just follow me on Instagram, my business page, and my Kaara. They have an Instagram page, my Kaara, and then my personal page, Zara Royce. I don't ask people for money,
Yes.
but it's just following me and just putting my products, by maybe buying my products would be good.
Definitely, definitely. I understand. So I'll make sure I'll have that information somewhere in the description. If you want to support Zora by buying her products and using her services, please let us know if you're interested in doing that. Now, don't forget, you got a lot going on. I saw some of the things you were working on regarding your social, the Instagram branding. Tell us about that.
For Zara Royce or my Kaara?
I don't know which one is it, but the Instagram.
I'm doing
Branding,
both.
the graphic.
The thing about having a brand is always about you always have to revamp, like always like progress. I consider myself a very progressive person, so
Yes.
I always am updating the way I'm doing things.
Yes.
So for Zara Royce, I share my personal HIV experiences, but I try to tie everything about my life with the lifestyle too. Like for
Okay.
example, for Christmas, I shared how it's important to celebrate the holidays while having HIV because, you're a person that should still be celebrated and to still have quality time with people that you love.
Definitely.
So I incorporated my Christmas decoration. Like I made like a list of all my made a blog on
Yes.
myflower.com, all the decorations I bought so that they can buy it, like the link.
Awesome. Awesome.
And
Okay.
I also on Zara Voice, I help people build brands that they're passionate about, like advocates or just regular people who want to build a brand that they're passionate about.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. I will definitely be taking advantage of that in the near future.
Yeah, definitely. I want to help all my HIV start with me, with the social media platform. And the good thing is, if you fill out my questionnaire, you get 3 free templates.
Okay. I did see that. That was on your Instagram, right?
Yeah, and on Facebook.
And Facebook. So you hear that, guys. Fill out that quiz, you get 3 free templates. That's awesome. And I saw your work. I was just amazed. I was like, okay, she did, and you did it fast. Your turnaround time was like that. I'm like, how'd you go from that to that and so quick? So you
Are you talking
definitely,
about brand?
yes, for Gwen. Yes.
Yeah. Also, and I create templates like insert like social media template that is like designed based off your vision. So
Yeah.
it's not like I don't just create random stuff. I talk about what type of colors you want to use, what the colors mean, what type of vibe, the whole like the aesthetic, like what it really gives off. Gwen, she said a quote like, if there's food there, people are always gonna come.
Yes.
So I came up with like her slogan and everything, her vibe. I
Yes.
put like Food Incorporation into it, but
Yeah.
it did not look like a food brand. It just looked like a gathering of people coming together to speak about health topics.
Okay. Well, it's
So
definitely I definitely see the brand. I definitely see the work
and
that
she loved it. She was very appreciative of it.
you're doing. Yes.
And I
She's a
made her tips template.
Wow. She's
But
busy. She's busy.
she was promoting my work. So I felt like I can give her more templates since she was actually like promoting it for me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, what do you want people to know about you, if anything at all?
I want them to know that I talk about my HIV status in a positive light. I grew to fall in love with my HIV status. It's who I am. Since I was born with it, I have a more, I guess, deeper identity with it, I guess. I
Yes.
feel more attached to it because it's all I know.
Yeah.
I want people to know that HIV, when you talk about HIV, you don't only have to be like so scary, and you can incorporate, like, we can talk about HIV in different type of ways, through like home decorations, like how to make your home more feel like a safe space for you to accept your status in. So that's like a deeper conversation, how to make your home feel like a place where you can be yourself and be your authentic self.
Definitely, 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 definitely. Do you happen to have, would you have any questions for me? No pressure.
Give me a few seconds. I come up with a question for
Okay,
you.
take your time. If we set the pauses, I'm okay with pauses.
I mean, we can go on to the next question. I can go back around to the
Okay.
question for
Well,
you.
that was basically it. Just wanted to get a feel for you.
I wanted to talk about the grandfather part too.
Oh, just all right. So I'm trying to think how I wanted to kind of slide in it. So I'm not sure where to go. So I'm just going to put it on to you. I'll set it up, introduction. So Zora and I are Facebook friends, and we were just talking about our status and our family members regarding our status. And then Zora had made a status, and correct me if I'm wrong, basically saying that her grandfather, he knows her status, but they haven't really talked about it. And then I commented and said, would you like to talk about it on the show? And she said, yeah. So that's the setup. So where do you want to take it from there?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about how I found out that he knew. So he
Okay.
called me on my birthday on Wednesday, which was like just a couple of days ago
Yeah.
on the 10th. And he said, happy birthday. And then he said something like, oh, I was looking at your pictures on your Facebook page. And in my bio, I knew in my bio it said born with HIV. So
Yeah.
in my head, I'm like, oh, he most likely seen that. And
Yeah.
then automatically I jumped to, oh, my mom's gonna be upset because my mom, that's a big non-negotiable for my mom. My mom don't want my grandfather to know. So, and it's funny because I hide that post from my mom too. When I post that thing, the status about
Yeah.
my grandfather finding out, I hid that from my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with that because my main concern is my mom's mental health. I don't want her to go into like a deep depression
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
And then I know you were telling me that in time, you were trying to be positive about it, but for
Yeah.
me, it's difficult for me to see it in that way because for me, I don't care if my grandfather knows. I want to tell my grandfather,
Yeah.
but it's
Yeah.
not really about me. It's about how my what my mothers want.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. It is about
Okay.
you. And as much as we love people who are very close to us, and this is something that I need to hear. That's what you're not responsible for her mental well-being. She is responsible for her mental well-being. There are things that we might be able to influence on the positive or the negative, but ultimately, anything that happens or that occurs started way before you got here. and it's not your responsibility and it's not your load to carry. I understand you do want to be protective of your mom and you don't want to throw salt in the wound if there is a wound. But one of the things that I'm learning how to do, because I was take care of everybody else for most of my life, and now I'm knocking on 50. And I don't want you to be knocking on 50, Zora, and just finally really give yourself 100%. Do what makes you feel good. Do what makes you happy. Do what is mentally healthy for you. Don't ever put anyone else's mental health above yours. And it's not selfish and it's not self-seeking. I just sometimes we can I'm thinking of an old school saying. Like, don't cut off your hand that's loose to cut off your arm or something like that. It's just, it's a fine line. It's a fine line. It's not easy. But in time, and when that's one of the hardest lessons, the most important person that we are responsible for is ourselves. And you have to put yourself first in all things. And that's the hardest part because it's like, the universe wants to give us lessons and teach us things, and they pick the people that's closest to us to test us the most. But that's where the lesson is. So it's okay. It's okay. One day at a time. And I get it. Everything is not roses and candy and pink colored flowers all the time. Everything is not, meant to happen in rose colored glasses certain ways. But just remember, don't sacrifice your mental health and your mental well-being for someone else's, because there are things I could probably guess. And one thing I learned about what I learned about my mom too, there is things that I used to be so hard on her, but there was things that she experienced before I even knew about that determined why she was the way she was and why she was so hard on me, because she had experienced trauma on trauma on trauma on trauma. Unfortunately, I didn't know that until she passed away, because her siblings started telling me certain things. And then she was closer with my brother, so she would tell my brother certain things. So I'm trying to keep it short, but talk too much. It's okay. You're only responsible for you. I know you don't want to put the salt on the wound and make things worse. But as long as you put yourself, and there can be a happy balance. You can get what you need. And God will make sure that she gets what she needs. But you don't want to put yourself in a place where you feel responsible for her happiness and for her well-being, because you're responsible for your own health and your own well-being. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. It's
So
easier
I have
said
a
than done.
question.
Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't that be like outing my mother, and wouldn't that not be okay?
She's already outed. Life has already outed her in other ways. And correct me if I'm wrong. And regardless, and it's all right. So we talk about stigma. HIV starts with me. Stigma. One of the things we're attacking or trying to fight. It's like that. I'm thinking of our spokesmodel friend Jacqueline, when she put the HIV on her head. It's almost the HIV positive art on her head. She put it on her forehead for one of her campaigns on her social media. And it's like that stigma is still there. You were born with a disease. It does not mean that your mother was dirty or is dirty or anything that she was doing within her life that made her feel that she caused this upon you. As a mom, we hurt our children. It's just no way around it. We want the best for them, but we do. And it's, we don't mean to do it purposely, but it's just we do. It's just sometimes there's just some universal laws that we can't get around, but there's a lesson in everything. So it's not, you're not outing her. It's not, again, it's the intent. Your intention is to educate people about HIV. Your intention is to help people who are positive to live healthier lives and make healthier choices with affirmations and things of that nature with your website. Your intention is not to hurt your mom. Your heart is pure. And that's all that matters. As long as your heart is pure. And for
Okay.
anybody to see anything less than that is weird. Go ahead, you're gonna say something.
Oh, you can't say thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. At any time, just call me, whatever.
Yeah, we
So,
should definitely do more video chat. It was a pleasure talking to you.
it definitely was. So what I'm going to do, because I'm new with this, I'm going to close it out, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to get you, we'll come back. I'm going to send you another invite, and then we're just going to talk and debrief. So anything, so once I end it, just stay by your phone. I'm going to send you another invite, and then we'll talk. Any parting words, any closing words?
I haven't thought of that. You put me on the spot. I haven't really thought of
It's okay.
it.
It's okay to say I passed, Miss
Well, I can just say I'm excited to be an HIV Stop With Me spokesmodel for 2024,
B.
and
I
I'm
passed.
looking forward to all the connections and the audience I can build from that.
Awesome. And you will, and you will. And you guys, I'm gonna make sure her information is in the description. Make sure you go to her social media, her website, and promote what she's doing. So this is Miss B, the goddess of empathy. The name's for you, the title's for me. You can just call me Miss B. And myself, along with Zora, we are HIV Stops With Me spokesmodels for 2024. And look for more interviews coming with more spokesmodels and more information. So bye, everybody. Zora, wait, bye. Talk to you later, Zora. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.